Hello, guys. This is Diane Sauer. My husband, Nick, listens to your podcast regularly, and he mentioned to me that you guys had done a show on innovations in pinball, and I'm sure he did this to kind of get a rise out of me because of the way he did it and the way he presented your list. He knew I would disagree with several of the things and have something to say, so he suggested that I give you guys a call. Now, just a really brief little thing about me. I've been restoring pinball machines for about 10 years as a business for the last 8 years. So I've got some pretty good background in this. And so I'm going to just first start off by addressing your guys' list. Number one, you guys listed flippers. And flippers, that's something I really couldn't agree with you guys more. Flippers are extremely important to pinball. Big innovation. They really made pinball. So I agree. I may even actually go a little bit further than that and break it down into placement of flippers, because when they moved the flippers down to the placement that we know today, from then on forward, that was a big innovation, and it certainly really changed pinball too. But maybe I'm nitpicking a bit there, and God knows I won't do that. So next up, number two, the plunger. I cannot believe you guys listed the plunger. That to me is ridiculous. Wow. To me, listing the plunger as a pinball innovation would be kind of like listing the wheel, say, as an innovation on the car. The plunger was around long before pinball. It was not a pinball innovation. So, ridiculous, wrong, off the list, next. Solid state. I agree with you guys, solid state, extraordinarily important. However, you guys do kind of play a little bit fast and loose with the solid state thing. Looking at your list, you have some things that really were all made possible by solid state. So I'm not sure exactly what that entails or how much it covers. But okay, I'll give you that one. Four, you listed speech. But what you didn't expand upon that or list is sound effects and music. Basically all those things that were developed because of the electronics. And those are absolutely as important, if not more important, than just the voice. I know my husband had said you guys made the point of saying that voice allowed you to say, you know, shoot for the extra ball, or, you know, shoot the ramp or whatever. And while that is true, sound effects did that too. Music does that too. They do work all in coordination. But even before there was speech, the music would do that with, you know, like, say, hurry up sounds and things like that, and just even different like themes of music for the various modes. So I think that maybe speech is just a little bit too narrow, but you were in the right area. Next, you guys listed lane change. Okay, lane change, important. Again, maybe a little bit too narrow of a focus. For me, it's not just lane change. It's really the innovation of being able to do something different with the flipper buttons other than just shoot the flippers. This could mean, you know, whatever, in a dot matrix game, you know, using it to go through a video mode, or in a game, say, like Indiana Jones, using it to manipulate the mini play field, you know, or on the Twilight Zone, same kind of thing with the mini play field kind of thing. There's all sorts of things you can do with the flippers. And I guess lane change was the first. Again, I would maybe broaden that a little bit, but again, maybe I'm nitpicking. Oh, and I really actually should mention, since we're already halfway through this list, that I'm not agreeing with the order you put these things in, and I'll go through it and after I'm done, my list. Number six, multi-ball. Okay, I'll go with that one, important. Number seven, multi-levels. No. Multi-levels, yes, that's a good innovation, but it's really the result of another innovation which came before it, which would be ramps. Without a ramp, another level is not going to really do you a lot of good. And ramps, whether they be wire or plastic or metal or whatever, or however you get onto them, they were really the innovation that I think that you guys were kind of were reaching for there and didn't quite make. ramps. I mean, they could be used. Let me see. I'm trying to think of reasons that I would say. Okay. You can use it like a ramp, maybe a ramp where you shoot a ball into a hole and it pops up and it goes through like a wire ramp and gets returned to the flipper in a way that it otherwise could not have done. Or, you know, ramps to go to multi-levels, or ramps that loop you to around to another part of the playfield, or do something fancy. There's all sorts of things. And as a result of ramps, you have also, obviously, multi-levels. Number 8, skill shots. Now, this, like, boggled my mind because, first off, I mean, I guess the plunger boggled my mind more, but then you list plunger and then you list skill shot, too. I mean, no. Again, that's just a big no-no. I don't agree with that at all. And really, my main motivation for not agreeing with this is the fact that it was around forever. I mean, it was around with bingos. It was around with Bagatelle. I mean, really, bingo machines, other than the skill shots and maybe shaking the machine a bit, that's all you had. You didn't even have, you know, because you didn't have the flippers. So, no, that's not an innovation of pinball. Sorry. Number 9, intellectual property. Again, I was, like, shaking my head. I mean, I guess I understand, like, what you're kind of getting at here. But really, celebrity endorsements and movie tie-ins and all that stuff, that's an advertising innovation. That's not an innovation of pinball. So I completely disagree with that. I think, you know, even as an advertising innovation, it probably goes back to, you know, ancient times, you know, buy Ugg's, you know, special club or something, you know, because Ugg was famous. I mean, that's such way before pinball, not even funny. Lastly, you listed Pin 2000. And a lot of people will say that, but I completely disagree. And the reason I disagree, not that it's not innovative, because it was innovative, but it was completely completely inconsequential. It didn't matter. It was just too late. For me, that would be like listing, like, suppose today I discovered a great new way to have VHS, you know, record more or even better quality. It wouldn't matter anymore because VHS is having its, you know, last breath of dying out right now. Worthless. Totally worthless. So, innovation, maybe, but not really, because it didn't really affect anything. So, that's my going through your list. Now, I'm going to go through my list, which I'm sure you'll all agree is much better and better thought out than you guys. Okay. number 1, the flipper. Like I said, I agree with that. Number 2, I moved solid state up to here, because I just think that's just way so important, and so many of these other things depend on it, that's really number 2 for me. Number 3, something you completely missed discussing, pop bumpers. I mean, can you think of a game without a pop bumper that's been made in the last 30 years, 40 years? Probably not. I mean, I can, but a lot of people probably wouldn't even be able to think of that. They're just so much a part of pinball and so important to pinball that they really need to be up there. Number 4, that's where I put your, you know, music, sound effects, / speech, that whole ball of wax. Number 5, and I understand from my husband now after I made my list and everything, he said that he listened to your next podcast and you covered a couple of these things, and this is one of them, which was extra ball, and you already went over how important that was, especially with the gambling, and how that really enabled pinball to survive. So I'll just say extra ball, number 5. Number 6, ramps, which I've went into in detail. Number 7, and again, this is another thing my husband said to you guys, somebody else brought up, dot matrix. Absolutely dot matrix critical. You know, animation, all the various track modes and things like that. And another thing which I understand was not brought up is how helpful it is in working on pinball machines, because it gives you a whole new set of diagnostic tools that you didn't have before. Additionally, I would even say, like, for the operators, it really helped there, too, because it gave them very exact, very good information on how the machine was being played, how many free games was it having, extra balls, when did they occur. I mean, there's all this data that was in there, and you can get out in a much easier, much more instant format with the dot matrix display. Let's see. Number 8, multi-ball. I agree with that. Number 9, again, something I was kind of surprised didn't get mentioned was playfield toys. Playfield toys could be anything from, like the you know in Twilight Zone you have you know the slot machine that goes, or you have the gumball machine. Actually, what I'm thinking of, the gumball machine, that would be a toy. Indiana Jones, the idol that moves, all different. I mean, there's a bazillion different toys. And once they were introduced, they just, you know, there just was more and more and more and more and more and more. And so I think that was a really big change and a really big innovation in pinball. Number 10, this is where I moved the, you know, your lane change slash other things to do with flippers. That's where I moved it to. And I just wanted to make an honorable mention, which I really could not fit this on the list. And looking at it now, I would look and I could maybe even tie it in with number 9, which is the playfield toys. Drop targets. Once drop targets were introduced, I mean, they were really, I mean, they may not be on every single pinball machine, but they're really a pretty big part of pinball, so I would add those too. Hopefully you guys found some of this useful. If you ever have any other pinball stuff that you need help with, give me a call. My business is shootagainpinball.com if anybody wants to check it out. Or you can become a fan of the business on Facebook. And again, it's Shoot Again Pinball. Thanks, and see you later.